Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and paulbars.com.au. Thank you. Welcome back. We're continuing on this series, your 10-point web success checklist. Number four, sales copy. Sales copy. Interesting thing. Sales copy. We've seen sales copy all of our lives, haven't we? Someone is always trying to sell something to us. Now, there's a good question here. Would you agree, or perhaps you've even seen the stats, the survey reports, that we get bombarded literally with tens of thousands, I would actually imagine hundreds of thousands of sales messages each and every year? Yes? What was the last one that you saw? Let's just do a quick exercise. What was the last message that you can clearly remember seeing? Now, for me, I'll tell you what it was. I remember last night on television while I was watching a movie, and this one caught my attention. I'm sure I saw a lot of them, but this one actually caught my attention. It was an advertisement for the mega trucks. Okay, I spoke last time about the guy thing, and I think I can do a Tim the Toolman Tyler. It's a guy thing, the mega trucks. Yeah, let's go and see the mega trucks. I didn't book a ticket to go see the mega trucks, so why does it stick in my head? Was the ad spectacular? Well, no, it wasn't. But I was out for a ride this morning, just enjoying the beautiful Sunday sun, and I saw a stake in the ground with a sign, this way to the, what, mega trucks. Bang! Them's them there mega trucks again. Did I go buy a ticket for the mega trucks? Well, no, I didn't go and buy a ticket for the mega trucks because, hey, it would be fun, but seen them once, don't need to see them again. Think I saw them probably 10 years or something ago. It's just a big truck. Okay. Some guys are going to want to crucify me about that one. That's all right. Some guys are going to, yeah, dude, totally understand. It's just a mega truck. But here's the thing. We're talking about sales copy. We're talking about grabbing our people's attention, assuming, of course, that our website has passed the 10-second and the initial impression appearance test, and that our customers arrive and look around and they see things that are going to let them know that your purpose is aligned with their purpose. How do you do that? Well, I mentioned in the last audio that we do it by asking them. Let's find out what their purpose was, but how do we convey that purpose? We do it with sales copy. We do it with words, or we do it with images. In some industries, an image literally does sell. Okay, you've heard this before. Sex sells. Do you think on an adult website that words are going to sell what's inside? Well, no, they need the images. What about with a real estate site? Well, they need both the images and the words, don't they? What about a site where you're selling a service, a non-tangible thing? Well, I think it would be the words that would make the difference. Not just your words, but also other people's words, testimonials. Yes? This is all part of the sales copy. And it begins with the very first words that your customer will see when they arrive, which is what? It's the headline. And you've got to have a good, powerful headline, because a good headline will literally just grab their attention. It will draw them in. A poor one will just go, hello, see ya. And I refer back to the investment banking site, which I talked about a few episodes back. And in that particular one, not only did the template turned me off because it was old. And for those of us who have been involved in online business for some time, we can tell the age of a website just by looking at it. And I'm not talking about the copyright down the bottom as well. I'm talking about the words that are used, because these things also evolve. And so just as our websites need to stay current with the times, sometimes, depending on the industry, so do the words, so do the sales copy, so do the headlines along the way. And of course, I'm not suggesting that we try to be all things for all persons. We have a purpose in mind, yes, and we have a plan that guides our business. Therefore, our sales copy must explain and express our purpose to capture the attention of, here's the key, who? Our perfect customer. Can you see how that might work? You don't want to try and sell your product to everybody, just your perfect customer. If we go way back to the beginning and we're talking about someone who'd come into your local area, they're staying in a local hotel, and let's say they're looking for a hire car. Just a small one for the family. If they come across two different hire car companies, and one of them is just selling beat-up rat traps for bush bashing and driving along the beach sand dunes, and the other one is selling, also want to get someone to check your sales copy to make sure you don't smell people, but you sell them instead. But the other one is selling good, safe, economic, low-cost cars. Which one do you think is going to serve their purpose? Well, this is an interesting question. Do they want to take the family beach bashing? Then you know who they're going to go to. But if they have no interest in beach bashing, then no, they're not going to. And of course, where I live here on the sunny sunshine coast of Queensland, we have just nearby the world's largest sand island, just off the coast there. Beach bashing is a great pastime with the four-wheel drives. So it's not unrealistic that someone might receive those two different options for that particular industry. What is your purpose? How can you convey that to your people? See, it's your perfect customer that you want to find. And so your sales copy should enlighten the facts of your business for that perfect customer to do one thing and one thing only. You have to let them know that you are their perfect business. It's a match made in heaven. The perfect customer, the perfect business creates the perfect sale. Because not only do they become your customer in that initial time, they also become a repeat customer over time. And they refer their friends over time. And they become a valued client. And therefore, you begin to discover the lifetime value of each customer. And that, of course, is a different level of business altogether, a special report for another day. But using your sales copy, you must determine your purpose. And this is one of those things that you should be looking out for on your website. Does it convey this through your sales copy? Let's sign off on this one. Paul Bars here from paulbars.com and .com.au. Talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.